upon listening to this gospel today, we may wonder why the man without a proper wedding robe was thrown out of the wedding celebration. The Lord, who criticized the Pharisees for their obsession with external appearances, surely is not interested in what kind of clothes we wear. So what is going on here? As always, the primary objective in the Lord's teaching is a spiritual one. The great heavenly banquet, described in the book of Revelation, is coming, and we are all invited. But are we prepared to enter? Is our spiritual garment, which represents our readiness, in good shape, or is it in need of some mending? In our time, clothes signify less than they did in former eras. We tend to be less formal now. With few exceptions, people are generally free to wear what they want, whether it's at work or at other events. But while the clothes we wear can be easily seen, the spiritual garment that we weave daily by the way we live can be less obvious. Like the wedding feast in the story, God wants the great spiritual banquet at the end of time to be full of people from every walk of life. In fact, the book of Revelation tells of a future banquet in heaven, celebrated by an immense number of people from every race and every nation. So many, it says, that no one can count them. But even though this is God's desire, there will be many, like the man in the parable that we just heard, who accept the invitation but do not prepare themselves for the banquet. This is a profoundly important lesson indeed. Those who are present at the great feast are those who have accepted the invitation, have journeyed with God through prayer and openness to the Spirit, endeavored to live in conformity with the Lord's teaching, and walked in the humble way. This may seem like a lot, but the most important thing is to never, ever give up and never lose heart. For with God, all things are possible. Those who are present at the great feast of heaven will be those who have invested in their future life with God. Everyone knows that unless we plan and save for retirement, there probably won't be much there when the time comes. So too, Jesus is saying, invest now. Weave your spiritual garment through faith and good works, through kind acts, and you will be ready to enter the great banquet and the joys of my kingdom. St. Paul was delighted to say that he was God-sufficient rather than self-sufficient. May we always strive to live according to what is right and decent, striving for holiness, and each day weaving a garment fit for the eternal feast in heaven. May God bless you.